Okay, welcome, Kayetz Kedushin Chabura. We are up to Mem Dalet Amud Beis, second half of the Amud. So if you recall, we've been discussing the capacity for a daughter to accept Gerushin or Kedushin in light of the fact that she is under the jurisdiction of her father, the Av. Now, we pointed out that when it came to a Naira, there was a Machlokas Tanaim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether, aside from the father having the capacity to mekabel the get or kedushin for his daughter, would the naira have the capacity to do so. Today, we're going to shift our discussion to a ketana. Everyone agrees that a ketana does not have her own independent schus to mekabel kesef kedushin. The father, the av of the ketana is the only one who is able to mekabel the kesef kedushin and mekadesh, accept kesef kedushin on her behalf from a chassan, and that's the schus that the Torah gave the father, as learned out from the Gemara and Kedushin Gemilah Mabez, as we've pointed out in the past. So everyone is in agreement to that only the father has the schus to mekadesh his daughter to another person, to mekabel the kesef kedushin. And the Gemara in Gimel and Beis actually says that he actually gets to keep the money, the kesef kedushin. Our Gemara is now going to entertain a question, a shaila, where the ketana, on her own discretion, decided to mekabel kesef kedushin from another man without the knowledge of her father, without his consent. And the Gemara now is going to now discuss what exactly is the validity of this kedushin that took place between this ketana and this other man without the consent of the father. And if there's any procedures that have to be taken place in order to avoid any possible issues that may have taken place between these the kesef kedushin that was given from the chassan to this ketana without the consent of the father. So this is a very important sugya in terms of just discussing the capacity for a ketana to accept kesef kedushin from a man without the rishus of the father, without the das of the father. So let's discuss this in depth. Here we go. We're smack in the middle of the Gemara, about two or three lines below Tosfos Ella. The first word of the line is Itmar. We are Mem Dalid Amud Beis. Itmar. It was stated before. If you had a ketana who was niskacha, she was mekabel kesef kedushin, shelola dasavia, without the knowledge of her father, without his consent, she mamish did it on her own. From Reuven, she took the money from Reuven, Haret Pekudeshesli, and her father was not there. This girl, this ketana, who was less than 12 years old. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Shmuel, Tzricha Get, Utzricha Mian. We will require that she get a get, she receives a get from the chassan, and Tzricha Mian, and she has to undergo a process called Mian. Now we have to explain each one of these two things and why they're necessary. The Gemara is going to explain. But just to give you a basic definition of what we're saying, Shmuel is saying that when this girl, this ketana, accepts kesef kedushin from the chassan, we will require, without the father's das, so we will require Reuven now to give this ketana a get, which seemingly points to the fact that we are now choshesh that a good kedushin actually took place. That's why we are requiring a get to dissolve this kedushin. So we have to explain that. That's number one. Why is it that we're requiring a get to dissolve this marriage? If it wasn't done with the das aviyah, then this whole kedushin should not be in effect bechlal, and she shouldn't need a get. But so we have to explain that. That's number one issue. Why is there a need for a get if the kedushin shouldn't be invalid lagamre? And number two, Shmuel's also requiring a mian. What is mian? So mian is basically when a chazal said, midirabanan, that whenever you have a ketana who, lo aleinu, doesn't have a father, so we don't want this ketana to just be treated as hefker. So chazal were misakin, a, so to speak, kedushin derabanan, where the mother or the brother of this ketana are able to marry her off and give her off as mekabel kesef kedushin on her behalf, but it will only render her mekudeshes midirabanan. It's a derabbanan kiddushin to give her some kind of framework to be able to be niskadish to another man by her mother or by her brothers in lieu of the fact that her father was nifter. Now, because this kiddushin is only derabbanan, Chazal also said that in order to dissolve this kiddushin, there's no need for a legal get. All you need to do is miyun. Miyun means refusal. The woman, all she has to do, this ketana, just says, she can just declare, I don't want to be married to Reuven anymore, and so be it. The kiddushin is dissolved. Because the only kiddushin is midarabanan anyway, because really, midaraisa only applies to the father. The father was nifter. Midarabanan Chazal allowed a mother or a brother to do it for the behalf of their sister or daughter. That's only midarabanan. So now, miyun is just a process of undoing that kiddushin midarabanan by simply saying, I refuse to be married to Reuven any longer. So that's what Shmuel is telling us here, and we have to explain why. This ketana, who was mekudeshes to Reuven, without the das of her father, Shmuel says we need to ask Reuven to give her a get, which sounds like Shmuel is viewing this as a real bona fide kiddushin that took place, and that's why he needs a get. And on the other hand, Shmuel is saying you also need a miyun, which means a mere refusal, which is usually used for a derabanan kiddushin, which means that this kiddushin did not really take effect on a deraisa level. So Gemara is going to ask in a few lines, why did Shmuel require both? These both procedures seem to be incongruous. If it's deraisa and it was a good kiddushin, you need a get. True, but you don't need a miyun. And if it's not a good kiddushin because the father was not aware of it, then why do you even need a get? So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is going to ask that soon. This is Shmuel Shita, a ketana that's mekudeshes without the father's consent, needs both get and miyun. Says the Gemara, Amar Karna. Karna is the name of an Amora. Amar Karna, Dvarim Bego. There is something, Dvarim, there is something in this statement that was just said. Bego. Bego literally means inside. There's something in this statement of Shmuel that seemingly is problematic. There's no actual word in the Gemara that says problematic, but that's what he means. Devarim bego. Rashi explains there's a tmiya, there's a certain problem with what Shmuel said. What's that problem? Like we just asked. Im get lamamin. If Shmuel's requiring a get, which sounds like because the kiddushin was good, was valid in this case of the ketana, then why is he requiring a derabanan miyun? Sounds unnecessary. In miyun, and if he requires a miyun, which sounds like it's only a kiddushin derabanan, and all you need to do is a mere refusal, so it wasn't really a good kiddushin midaraisa, then lama get. Then why is he saying you need to do a full-fledged legal get to dissolve this kiddushin? It doesn't make sense. Mima nafshach. So Amrulay, they said back to Karna, Ha Mar Ukva ubeidina bekafre. Mar Ukva and his beizdin are in the town of Kafre. So let's go ask them to clarify what Shmuel said, why you need both a miyun and a get. So the Gemara just points out, Afchua shedaruha lekamidirav. These Talmidim went and they sent this question in front of Rav, Shadruha lekamidirav, they sent it, but the way they sent it was Afchua. They completely reversed the names. Shmuel was the one who said you needed a get and a miyun, and Karna was the one who questioned why you should need it. When they went to Rav, they flipped the names on purpose. They said Shmuel was the one who had a problem with this halacha, and Karna was the one who required both a get and a miyun. And Rashi explains the reason why they did this was because Rav was a good friend of Shmuel. They were ohavim, and they were concerned that if they were to tell Rav that Shmuel was of the opinion that you need both, that Rav would concede to whatever Shmuel said because they were good friends. So now that they switched the names, now we would kind of be able to test Rav and see who he really holds like. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara. Afchua shedaru lekamid Rav, they switched the names in front of Rav. Amar lehu, Rav said back to them, Ha'elokim tzrich get u'tzrich amin. Of course, by Hashem's name, so to speak. Ha'elokim tzrich get u'tzrich amin. Of course, in this case of a ketana that was mekudeshes to a Reuven, without the das of the aviyah, without the consent of the father, of course she needs two things. She needs a get and she needs a min, which basically means that he's going with Shmuel, even though they didn't tell him it was Shmuel. He paskined like Shmuel. even though they said it b'shem karna, he still paskined like Shmuel, exactly like Shmuel said, that you need both get and min. And Rav says, v'chasle lezari de'aba bar abba, and chas v'shalom to the zera, to the children of Abba bar Abba, which is Shmuel, the son of Abba, who is the son of Abba. Both the names of his father and the name of his grandfather were Abba. So, meaning Shmuel. Chas to the Zari de Abba bar Shmuel. Chas to the Zera of the child of Abba bar Abba, meaning Shmuel, Dinei Mahachi. If he would have said anything other than this, meaning, of course, Rav is saying, of course, Shmuel would also agree that you need get and mien. There's no other reason. There's no other way of saying it. You can't say you don't need both. So the Gemara now has to explain, why taka do you need both? Now it comes out that both Rav and Shmuel are saying that when a ketana is mekabel kesef kedushin from another man without the consent of the father, without the das of the father, even though technically the father is the only one who's allowed to do so, we are still requiring a get, and b, a mien, which is a mere refusal of this kedushin, which is usually used only on a derabanan level. So which one is it? So the Gemara explains. V'taymamai. What's taka, the reason why you need both? Amar Ravacha bereder of Ika. Tzricha get shema nisratze ha'av b'kiddushin. The reason why you need a get in this case is because perhaps there is a chashash that when the father does hear about the kiddushin that took place between his daughter Ketana and this chasan Reuven, he may give his consent after hearing about it. In other words, if he was screaming loud and clear, this, I don't want this to happen, after he finds out and he says, no, I don't want this to happen, he's moicha, macha, protest, no, I don't want this kedushin to take effect, then enechanami, everyone will agree that this kedushin was meaningless, it was legally invalid, it has no meaning in halacha, this was just stam, a gift, and there's no need for a get, there's no need for anything. But in this case, the father was quiet. And now we're going to the father, and we're not sure if he's giving his consent or not. He's quiet. He hears that this ketana was married to Reuven. And he's quiet. He doesn't say either way. Not positive, not negative. So what do we do? So Shmuel's saying, because we're not sure what he holds, we say, Shema nisratza av b'kedushin. Maybe he is taka agreeing to this kedushin, and if he's agreeing to this kedushin would be valid midoraisa, because now it's as if the father is the one who's allowing for this kedushin to take place for his ketana, which midoraisa he has the schus to do. The Rishonim discuss how that's happening after the kedushin was already given between kesef kedushin was already given between the chassid and the ketana. How is the later consent of the father able to allow for this kedushin to take effect? Maybe we'll do that in the Ian Bites. But al kopanim, it comes out midoraisa that if the father does give consent after the kedushin took place, the kedushin would taka be valid midoraisa. So because we're not sure if he's giving consent or not, we have to measure all possibilities. So on the one hand, maybe he was nisratze b'kiddushin, maybe he is giving his consent, and if that's the case, the kiddushin is completely valid mina Torah, and if that's the case, of course you need a get, because you have to dissolve this ket midoraisa, you have to dissolve this kiddushin midoraisa with a get. That's why Shmuel required a get, because of the tzad, that maybe the father is giving consent to this kiddushin. And why does he need miyun? Why is Shmuel saying that you need a miyun, which is only usually used for a derabanan kiddushin? So says the Gemara, tzricha miyun, shema lo nisratzeh v'kiddushin, because we also have another tzad. Maybe the father is not giving consent. We're not sure. So on the tzad that he's not giving consent to this kiddushin, that means that this Reuven who gave kesef kiddushin to this ketana is meaningless, it's null and void, and really you shouldn't need anything. You shouldn't need a get. So why do you have to do miyun then? So says the Gemara, because v'yomru ein kedushin tovsin ba'achosa. So let's explain this outside and then we'll read it inside. If we're saying on the tzad that the father is not giving consent to this kedushin, that means that this kedushin was null and void. However, says the Gemara, people, the onlookers, the Beis Din, will look at this and say, well, hey, you are requiring the chassan to give a get because of the other tzad, that maybe the father was giving consent to this kedushin. Now, an onlooker who looks at this case will say, well, wait a second. If Reuven's giving a get to this woman, that must be mean that this kedushin was actually in effect, midoraisa, because why is he giving her a get? It must be it was a bona fide kedushin that needs to be dissolved legally, midoraisa, with a get. Ah, if that's the case, after that get is given, the people will say that Reuven, we know, is not usually allowed to, he's not allowed to marry his ex-wife's sister. So this Ketana, she has a sister, let's say Leah. And now this Ketana and this Reuven are divorced with this get, because he has to give her a get. And now, let's say Reuven now wants to marry Leah, this his ex-wife's sister, this Ketana's sister. Now people are going to say, well, guess what? He married this Ketana first, and he needed a get. Must mean that the Kedushin was Chal Midoraisa with this Ketana. Now that he divorced her, and he's attempting to marry and Mikadesh her sister, his ex-wife's sister, Leah. So we know that it's Aser Bekaris to marry your ex-wife's sister. And if that's the case, even if Reuven were to give Kedushin, Kesef Kedushin to Leah, it won't even be taken effect. Because once something is Aser Bekaris, it's a Mechlokas Tanaim, but at least if it's Aser Bekaris, everyone agrees that the Kedushin is not even Chal. It's null and void. Because it's an Isser relationship, even the Kedushin is not Chal. So people will say that when Reuven attempts to marry Leah, that the Kedushin was never Chal, and she can just go marry someone else because she doesn't even need a get from Reuven because this whole Kedushin doesn't even Chal. So because of that concern, we also require a Miyun. Because really, technically speaking, there is a tzad, like the Gemara is saying, that really the father did not give consent. In which case, really the Kedushin was not valid with the Ketana. And if the Kedushin was not valid with the Ketana, that means that if Reuven ends up marrying Ketana's sister, it would go into effect and she would need and require a get in before marrying someone else. So because of this concern that people will think that the Kedushin was never Chal to begin with this Leah, with this sister, Chazal required to kind of show a signal to everyone else that this Kedushin with this Reuven and the Ketana was not a full-fledged Kedushin. And how do you signal and show and make a simon to everyone that it wasn't a full-fledged Kedushin? By doing a Miyan. Miyan is usually reserved for Kedushins that are only Durabanan. And if this person, this Reuven, has to do a Miyan to this Ketana, everyone will know that the Kedushin that they took place without the consent of the father was not a full-fledged Kedushin. And now that they know it wasn't a full-fledged Kedushin, if Reuven ever subsequently decides to marry the Ketana's sister, they'll know that it will take effect. And if it will take effect, they will require a get before this sister, the Ketana's sister, ever wants to remarry. So that's the Gemara's summation. Really, Shmuel is requiring two things between Reuven and this Ketana who was accepting this Kedushin without the consent of their father. On the one hand, we have to require a full-fledged get, because there's a full bona fide tzad that the father gives consent, even though he's not protesting, but he's being neutral, we're not sure which way he's going, so there is a valid tzad that he's giving consent to this Kedushin, and the Kedushin is Chal Midoraisa, and therefore you need a get to dissolve it. That's one point. But that first requirement flows into a concern. Because once you require a get, people will think that this Kedushin was fully valid. And if it was fully valid, if Reuven ever wants to subsequently marry the sister of this Ketana, people will think the Kedushin will not be Chal because it's a sister and the Kedushin is never Chal. And they will let this sister go marry someone else without having to get a get from Reuven because the Kedushin was never Chal. And that's a major concern because there's a full bona fide tzad that when Reuven was mekadesh this ketana at the beginning without the consent of the father, there's a tzad that really the father did not concede, did not give his consent to what took place. In which case, Reuven is not legally married at all to this ketana. In which case, if he attempts to subsequently marry the ketana's sister, the kedushin would take effect, and she would taka require a get. So because of that concern, Shmuel says you also have to do a mian, which is a derabanan refusal of a kedushin, a refusal on a derabanan kedushin, to show everyone that the kedushin that took place between Reuven and this ketana wasn't a full-fledged kedushin, it wasn't completely chal, and therefore people will never think that the kedushin with the sister of this ketana, if that ever happens, is not going to be chal. No, it will be chal, because this kedushin that took place with the ketana was only a derabanan, and therefore we will always require a get if the Reuven ever decides to end up marrying the ketana's sister. So because of these 2 points, Shmuel says you need a get between the Reuven and the ketana, and you also need a miyun. That's what the Gemara says. Let's read that one more time together, just to make sure we got that. Amar Rav Acha bar Ravika, tricha get shem nisratze av b'kedushin. She needs a get from Reuven because maybe her father does give consent to the kedushin, and therefore it's a full-fledged kedushin deraisa. You need a get, and also tricha mian shem alon nisratze av b'kedushin, and you also need a mian because perhaps the father was not consented to the kedushin, in which case v'yomru in kedushin tofsin b'achosa, and people will now think, because they see that there was a get that was given, they're going to think that the kedushin will not be tofes, will not take effect between Reuven and the ketana's sister, because they saw that there was a get between the ketana and Reuven, and so it must be there was a good kedushin. So people will think that when Reuven wants to end up marrying the sister in a future situation, that it won't be chal at all, and therefore. They will let her go without a get. But that chashash shalom is not true, because there's a full bona fide tzad that maybe the father did not accept the kedushin of the ketana with Reuven, in which case the kedushin should be chal with the sister and she should need a get. So because of this, we give everyone a simon, a signal, by doing mian and showing us that really the kedushin between Reuven and the ketana has a tzad that it's not a good kedushin, because maybe the father did not concede to the kedushin. Ad kan Shmuel's halacha. A little bit of a mouthful, but if you go over it carefully with Rashi, I'm sure it'll come out clear. Let's just finish up the Gemara, and then we'll take it from there in the next recording of the 2 kashas on Shmuel. And make sure to chazer it well, ask me questions, feel free to call with any questions before the next 2 kashas of the Gemara for the next recording. So now, this that we say, that Shmuel requires a get and mian, we said the reason why he needed a get for this ketana, getting kesef kedushin from Reuven, was because maybe the father did give his consent afterwards. He's not giving us his disapproval, so there is a chashash that maybe he is giving his consent and the kedushin took effect, and therefore you need a get to dissolve the kedushin. So says Amar Rav Nachman, this that we say you need a get is only provided v'hu sheshitchu, that there was some kind of shidduchin, there was some kind of previously arranged match that the father was spoken to about, that, look, Reuven really wants to marry your daughter, the ketana. The father was previously forewarned about it, and they previously arranged that such a marriage would take place, but he didn't officially go over to Reuven to accept the kesef kedushin yet. It's only in this situation where there was a previously arranged match to take place, and then Reuven went to go mekadesh this ketana without the consent of the father, that's when we say that perhaps the father is fully in agreement with what happened. Even though it wasn't done under his consent at the time of the actual nesina of the kesef kedushin, but since there was a previously arranged match, there was a l'chaim beforehand, it just wasn't official yet without a kedushin, that's when we are choshesh that maybe the father was nisratze and gave his consent when he found out afterwards. However, Rav Nachman is saying, if there was never a previously arranged match between Reuven and the Ketana. So if just stam randomly Reuven goes over to a Ketana of a father without her without his das at all and gives her kesef kedushin, and there was no previously arranged match at all, Reuven is a complete stranger, then Shmuel would never ever be choshesh that maybe the father would consent afterwards, even though he's being quiet. We have no reason to assume that he would have consented afterwards, and therefore you wouldn't even need a get, you would need nothing, because this kedushin is completely invalid because it was done without the rishos of the father. Gemara goes weiter and says, Ula Omar afilu mian in a tzricha. Ula says, you never need get, and you don't even need mian at all. He's arguing, seemingly, on what Rav and Shmuel just told us, that you need get and mian. Ula says, you never need get, you don't even need mian, you need nothing. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? You're not choshish like Shmuel and Rav that maybe the father consented? Are you willing to say this even if there was a previously arranged match between Reuven and the Ketana? You're still not going to require a get nor a mian? Nothing? Are you sure? Because Lemaisa, there should be some kind of chashash. So the Gemara says, Enachanami, man de masniha lo masniha. Whoever taught Rav Nachman's halacha did not teach Shmuel's halacha, did not teach Ula's halacha, and whoever taught Ula's halacha did not teach Rav Nachman's halacha. In other words, these two statements of Rav Nachman and Ula were not taught together. They're both basically in agreement. Either option one, Shmuel said a statement that you need get and mian, and Rav Nachman is coming to qualify and say that that's only true when there's a previously arranged match. That's one option, and Ula was never commenting on that, and they're not taught together. Or B, Ula is the one who says that it only is true when there is a shidduch beforehand. And so either Rav Nachman is the one who's qualifying Shmuel's halacha and saying it's only true if there was a previously arranged match, and that's over choshish for a get and a mian. Or really, Ula is the one who's stating this qualification and saying, I only hold that you need get and mian only when there was a previously arranged marriage. But really, everyone's in agreement with each other, and ad kan shita number one. The Gemara just ends off with shita number two, ika da amri, Amar Ula, another version of Ula, which is more extreme, Ketana Shediskacha, Shalola Das Avia, a Ketana who is Mikudeshes to a Reuven without the consent of the father, Afilu Mian Eina Tricha. She doesn't need anything, not get and not even Mian, and because Ula is saying it categorically without any specifications, and he's not commenting on anyone, it sounds like, says Rashi, that he's saying it categorically. No matter what, even if there was a shidduchim before, and even the father knew ahead of time that there was going to be an arrangement of this match between Reuven and his daughter, nevertheless, if the actual kedushin took place without the consent of the father, without him being present, there is nothing necessary. We're not choshesh for anything. We're not choshesh that he's conceding to it, consenting to it afterwards. There's no need for a get. There's no need for a mian. So it's diametrically opposed to Shmuel. Shmuel, on the one hand, requires a get and a mian for the reasons we discussed. And Ula is completely arguing and saying, you don't need a get. You don't even need a mian. Next recording, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to bring two kashas on this shita of Ula. How can it be that when you have a ketana that was mikudeshes to Reuven without the das of Aviha, that we're not choshesh at all for anything, and you don't need a get, you don't need a mian? How can that be? That's going to be inconsistent with two brises, two mishnayas, two brises that we're going to see in the next recording on the bottom of Mem Dal Amud Beis onto Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Ashikayach.